group is globally a very large organisation. I think we're one of the six, I think we're around the sixth or seventh largest corporate employer in the world. So we have about 560 or 570,000 employees globally. We're obviously not that big in Australia. So in Australia, we have around about 10,000 employees, and we're predominantly providing food and integrated services for a broad range of clients across a whole range of sectors. So we're in business and industry, education, leisure, health, aged care, government, offshore and remote, which is primarily those last two are facing into the resources sectors.
You have a specific program which is designed to help First Nations people get into the workforce. Tell us a few words about this program.
There's a multitude of programs or initiatives I guess I put under the umbrella of helping close the gap or closing the gap. So employment is one of those pathways. We also do a lot of work in the procurement space. We're very lucky in the type of industry that we're in. We have a unique opportunity to bring people into the workforce in entry-level roles. So you don't necessarily need to have deep experience or qualifications to be able to enter predominantly hospitality type roles. We see that we've got a real opportunity to contribute to closing the gap by bringing people into employment regardless of their backgrounds and giving them career paths and opportunities. We have the what we call Project 1050, where we've partnered with Prime Minister and Cabinet to provide an extra 1,050 jobs for Indigenous Australians over the next 3 years. And we're probably about 12 months into that commitment, and so far we're at about 470 of our 1050. So we've still got a long way to go, but we're certainly tracking very well and pleased with the progress so far.
When you say closing the gap, we've seen some in the corporate world, some organizations actually have got a target, which is to achieve parity of 3%. Do you have a similar target?
Parity in terms of
Population ratio,
because
Indigenous and Torres Strait Islander people actually represent more or less 3% of the population. But in terms of employment, the ratio is quite different. There is a much higher unemployment rate within the Indigenous people. So what's your target? It's just a
notionally, there is a target. And I say it's notional because it depends on our clients. But our notional target is around 10%. We're currently close to 5%, so we're well ahead of the 3% participation rate. But in some areas, and depending on the geography and the demographics and the interests of our clients, we have up to 25% Indigenous participation in some of those sites. But on average, if I could give you a vanilla response, it's 10% would be our target.
Oh, that's pretty good. 10% is much more than the population ratio. The First Nations people are particularly disadvantaged, and there are a lot of inequalities. There are some pathways that need to be followed in terms of education and other forms of actions just to get them ready, work ready.
Yeah.
Even being qualified is just not enough. They need a few other steps like work experience or... What kind of programs have you got to make sure that you achieve those targets?
There are a range of steps depending on who the people are, what the geography and what the market is. As a general rule, we work with selected partners who have unique insights and access to the Indigenous populations and geographies. We then work with, again, a number of Indigenous suppliers actually to help us with long and involved mentoring programs for our Indigenous new starters, and that continues into the workplace over a long period of time. We do a lot of work also with our non-Indigenous folk to make sure that we really get value from that diversity and inclusiveness. So we've put, for example, about 2,500 staff through cultural awareness training in the last 12 months or so. We also run certificate 2 and 3 programs. So in the last 12 months, we've put about 135 or so Indigenous employees through a Cert 2 in hospitality, again with the support and the mentoring of our partners, and also more established Indigenous employees who are already existing in the workplace.
That's a pretty, I would say, comprehensive approach. It's a holistic approach to this, to actually curbing this inequality. How about the self-employed or entrepreneurs? Do you have any program to assist them in actually participating in the community?
Again, there's a range of ways we do that. So we're a partner in Supply Nation, and we find them very valuable allies in helping us identify either existing or potential Indigenous businesses that have an opportunity to work with us and our clients. We do work with some various joint venture organisations where we help seed and develop businesses that can work with us, alongside us in delivering a range of services, whether that might be gardening. We'd love to set up some Indigenous bakeries. You know, we would work, again, with our clients, because they're a very important part of the equation, in seeding and developing those sorts of opportunities and businesses. So we work with, I think, about 25 different Indigenous suppliers at the moment. I think the government target is around 0.5% to spend, and we're already exceeding that target as well. That is certainly a continued opportunity, and I don't think that we do it as well as we could, and it's an area we'd love to continue to invest in and do better at. And I guess that's part of our value, in that we do offer a lot of entry-level roles where we can take people that have relatively no experience or training or qualifications. So we're able to be appealing, hopefully, to a much broader cross-section of the Indigenous population. So we have a number of our clients who are banks and so forth, and financial sector and financial services. So they love to work with us, because we can provide a vehicle for them potentially to bring people into their business who are from an Indigenous background and be part of their extended workforce. And, you know, if that means they ending up in a direct employment role and relationship with their client, then we're very happy to support that.